Welcome back to the show after a long hiatus. The top 1,000th podcast in the world is back. That's fair, right? I'm definitely top 1,000. How many podcasts do you think there are? 400,000? I don't know. Seems like everybody has one. But we're back, man. It's been a long time since a solo episode. I think November, maybe even earlier than that. But we're back, man. We're outside by the pool. I like these outdoor podcasts because if the neighbors complain, you can just tell them, hey, make more money. What? Make more money and buy a house with land to where you don't hear people podcasting in your backyard. It's my favorite thing to do, dude. Tell somebody to make more money in an inconvenient situation and their mind will explode. I was on a Southwest flight one time, and I had a window seat. I hate the window seat. I'm 6'4", okay? I don't need to be shoved into the window seat, but I had one. And the guy in the aisle fell asleep, so when I went to go move him, and I had to use the bathroom, I was like, hey, man, I gotta pee. And he was like, ugh. Just so upset that he had to move, which he knew was going to happen. And this guy was like 5'5", 280 pounds. He could have sat in the window seat. Shove your fat ass in the corner. All right, I need the aisle. I need one leg out. So my right knee's stuck. I need my left leg in the aisle. So if I hear, oh, la, 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 I can trip. You know what I mean? I'm a terrorist tripper. Okay, some people sit in the exit. Some people like to be in the exit row. All right, I have a responsibility. I have a leg, comes out, terrorist tripping. Got him. No, so the guy was like so upset. He was like, oh, I go, hey, buddy, make more money. He goes, what? I go, if you made more money, you wouldn't be on Southwest, and you could sleep through the entire flight. But you're not. You're on Southwest because you're not making any money. And he just looked at me, dude. No one ever has a response. They're just like, what the fuck? But yeah, man, good to be back. A lot has happened in the last few months. Tons of shows. Thank you guys for continuing to support. You know, without the podcast, I've been putting out old clips. You know, it's life got in the way. You know, has that ever happened to you? You ever want to do something and then life just gets in the way? Life has you on the ropes, but you gotta bob and weave and just get back to the goal. So here we are. Not gonna say it's gonna be a weekly thing, but we're gonna damn near try. We're going to try. Yeah, I was watching this. I just saw this thing on portals. They have portals now, or they're at least starting to. It's some nonprofit organization, which we all know what that means. Lots of fucking profit. Everyone that I know that works at a nonprofit has access to a private jet. Somebody's profiting. So yeah, it's this guy, Benedictas. I don't even know how to say his last name. Gilles. He has two Y's in his last name, okay? And his vision is to have a portal like, it's an art sculpture. A portal art sculpture in every different major city to where you can see people in other countries through the portal. So it's basically a glorified FaceTime from across the world. So you can wave to people in China and they can wave back. And then it'll not oscillate. It'll change to different cities. So you can see somebody in China, you can see somebody in Germany, wherever they have a portal, right? And I don't know, dude. I don't trust it. I don't know why people have to play with portals. You know, Sean, what's the harm? It's just screen to screen. There is some other agenda. They say it's to bring world peace because we can see each other across the way, I guess. If we wave to somebody in, if we can wave to somebody in Russia, they won't want to bomb us. If we can smile at a Chinese person, you know. I don't know. I just don't trust anything with portals, you know. Nothing good comes out of a portal. You have CERN. What are they up to? Anyone with a 666 in their logo. Dude, CERN is the weirdest thing ever. When I stayed out in Switzerland, I was staying like right by it. Yeah, 666 in the logo. Oh, we're just splitting atoms. Oh, we're just trying to open up a gateway. It's like the Hadron Collider, I think it's called. It's the same thing as the Spider-Verse. Yeah, where they summon things. Who knows what the fuck's going on over there, those psychopaths. But yeah, I just don't trust portals. Nothing good ever comes out of a portal. It's usually like a demon. Oh, a portal opened up. Oh, what came out of it? Oh, a demon. Straight from hell. That's all a portal ever opens up. A gateway to hell for some reason. It's never like, oh my God, a portal opened up. 10 strippers came out. It's a bad example. 10 strippers can, it's not always a good thing. You bring around 10 strippers, someone's watch is going missing. You know, but it's never like, oh, a portal opened up. It's a puppy. Oh, it has a note on its collar. It's the cure for cancer. No, it's like, oh, a portal opened up. What came out of it? An ancient mummy. Oh, that's not good. Oh, it's invincible to bullets too? Oh, and tanks? Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Let's just leave the portals alone. And plus this guy, the CEO or whatever, the guy who has the vision, that's never good. Looks like a fucking Bond villain with his square-ass head. Or he just looks like everybody at a theme park with a backpack on that keeps fucking bumping into you in line. Hey, put the backpack in a locker. That's how you can immediately tell if it's like a German or like some Sweden, Norwegian, whatever. They all have the same brand shoes you've never seen or heard of before and a backpack. Oh, 300 milligrams of caffeine. Hey, Black Rifle, I reached out to you 9 times. Can you support the boy? I don't know, but it seems like kind of a cool idea to just go down and walk up to a giant screen and see somebody else from another country. That's cool. You got to really pick what cities you're going to do that in the U.S. though, because it's not going to be a good it's not going to be a good experience. Someone in another country walks up to, Oh, look, it's the Los Angeles portal. And it's just some guy shitting on the sidewalk. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Someone just showing their balls to all of Bangladesh. This is just what I'm going to do. But it's going to be, there's going to be issues with the U.S. portal. No, I'm all for it, dude. Now that I'm thinking about it, just put them everywhere, dude. I want to see what gets captured on these things. 40 people get to watch an armed robbery in another country. Like, oh, holy shit. Oh. I overheard somebody today say they wish they were rich enough to order DoorDash 3 times a day, which I guess that's a lot of money, right? Food delivery was like $25 minimum per meal. It's like $30,000 a year, probably. Yeah, that's a I get why they said it. You know, I don't want to leave. It'd be cool if I could just order food to the house all day. You know, it's a good goal, but I want to be rich enough to where I can send other people food. And not because I'm like a good person, but have it be like, you know, it'd be nice to be like, oh, hey, I bought you. Hey, I sent you some food to your house. Happy Monday, you know? But also, if like your neighbor across the street you didn't like, you send them 700 burritos. There's no way to stop that. Dude, you could destroy somebody psychologically with DoorDash. Across the street neighbors, you would be in your room all day with binoculars just like, oh, got his ass. 700 burritos. What the fuck are you going to do about it? From five different, I'll send Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub. Just constantly berate them with delivery drivers. Doorbells ringing, leaving food at the front door. You won't even know. You start off small, that's the thing. You send like day one, you send a cheeseburger, some fries, a little combo meal. They answer the door, they look around. Huh. Honey, did you order a double cheeseburger from Wendy's? She goes, no, I didn't. That's weird. You know, they don't think anything of it. Next day, two cheeseburgers. One at 9 a.m., one at 9 p.m. Now they go, oh, there's some kind of glitch. Day three, three combo meals. 9 a.m., noon, 9 p.m. Now they're like, what the fuck? They're calling Grubhub, DoorDash. They're calling their friends. Hey, very funny, Frank. Goes, dude, it's not me. Why would I send you a cheeseburger? He goes, I know. I don't know. It's just weird, you know? Never had this happen before. Day four, 7,000 burritos. They lose their fucking mind, dude. They'll be in their front yard like, what? What? And you're just looking through your blinds like, you know? That'll teach you not to park in front of my house. Or whatever you're upset. Oh, that's what you get for blowing all your leaves from the front yard into my yard. Or whatever bullshit neighbor dispute there is. I met someone the other day, actually. They had a massive hedge on just one side of their yard. And it was beautiful, dude. And no joke, had to be at least 30, 40 feet high. Just massive. Like a Beverly Hills hedge. And we were just talking to them. I'm like, hey, you know. Was that there when you bought the house? And they were like, yep. Apparently the neighbors before us hated each other. So they installed the biggest wall that they could find. And thought that was pretty funny. But no, you could destroy somebody psychologically with DoorDash. Like, you could just fucking destroy them, dude. To the point where they would be like, I don't know what to do. They'd build a fence around their house, like a massive gate. That's when you start tipping the drivers extra. Yeah, you know, they'll have a sign in the front. Hey, please. We didn't order DoorDash. We didn't order delivery. Be right there on the front. Please do not leave food at the door. That's when you start tipping heavy. If you were a billionaire, you'd be like, oh, Javier will be dropping off your food in 10 minutes. That's when you hit him with the specialty notes. Hey, Javier, do me a favor. Throw that pizza over the fence. Into the front yard. And if you tip him 500, of course he's going to frisbee it. Of course he's going to launch that thing over the fence. Oh, shit. Hey, for an extra $1,000, specialty notes, can you build a wall around my neighbor's home? They just wake up to an orange wall of Little Caesars boxes. Just a massive gate. They'd have to implement some kind of way of preventing that. There's really nothing stopping you other than a financial, yeah. Other than finances, what is stopping you from just sending unlimited food to your mortal enemy? I have people looking out the back window, wondering what's going on. What is he doing out there? Why does that man, why does he have headphones on, talking to nobody. I'm talking to my audience, all 11 of you. Oh, here's my favorite Chevy commercial now. It's about the assisted driving. It's like, Chevy, we'll get you wherever you need to go. And then it shows the lane assist, and it's like, we'll even help you get home. And the way it's said is like, you know people are getting that because they're driving home drunk from B-dubs. That's all it's for. Let's be honest. That's all lane assist is for. You're paying an extra $20,000 to not get a DUI. That's what they're doing. They're just factoring in the cost of a DUI into that option. $10,000 for lane assist, DUI prevention. It's like Chevy Silverado. We'll help you get home. We'll help you get home. You know what that means. Got shit-faced at B-dubs again? Oh, we'll help you get home. You'll get home in one piece, brother. Chevy Silverado. Man, I had a pretty... Yeah, thanks to everyone who's been coming out to the shows, man. I had a funny surprise, dude. My dad actually surprised me at one of my biggest shows recently. And sat right in the front row like a dickhead. But he promised me that he didn't want to sit up front. He told the staff he wants to sit towards the back. But there he was, right in the front row. And I thank God somebody pointed him out to me. And this is how much my dad and I look alike. Somebody that has never met my dad jokingly was like, hey, your dad's in the front row. Thinking it was just like, you know, making a joke of like a guy that looks like me is in the front row. And then I look over the wall and I was like, motherfucker, dude, that is my dad. And I texted him and I was like, hey, I see you. And he was like, damn, you weren't supposed to see me. But I also wasn't supposed to sit in the front row. And I'm glad I saw him before I went on, because that would have been a weird set if he was just in the front row. So, like, the whole entire act, I'm looking left, I'm looking right. Because, one, I've never had a good set in front of my dad out of, like, the four shows he's been to. And also, he's never been to a good show. So the fact that this one was, like, sold out, 200 people, I was like, all right, I got to really do my shit here. You know? But I was grateful to have that moment, man, of, like, him actually seeing that I was decent at stand-up. Because he's seen clips and stuff, but, like, you know. It's one thing to dedicate your whole life to something and then you're, I don't know. It was just really cool, man, to, from the first time I told him I wanted to do stand-up, he was like, it was just kind of like, yeah, all right, whatever, you know, how's work going? Just kind of like not a real thing. And then I moved to New York and he was like, oh shit, he's kind of, you know, he's going for it. And then you don't really know, you know, you don't really know if your parents are like proud of you or, you know, happy for your career choice. It is comedy. There's no blueprint. There's nothing you can do to validate this other than, you know, oh, I'm getting laughs every night, or, oh, my Instagram following is growing, or, you know, cause they're always like, oh, did you get paid for that gig? How much is, you know, oh, is this a, when can you make a living off of this and all that? And it's like, you know, it is a grind, but it was cool to see, it was cool to hear him say like, hey, you have it. You know, he's like, hey, you have the thing. Like, you know what you're doing now. Now take all the next steps you have to. So it was just like, I don't know. It was cool to hear from him that going from like, yeah, whatever, to like, hey, you know, you have this thing, go do it. So that was a blessing, man, because I know a couple, I have friends who, you know, their parents have never seen them do stand up. Some of them don't want their parents to see. but yeah, it was a cool moment, man. And yeah, it was a good set. But yeah, thanks for everyone who keeps coming out to the shows. Follow me on Instagram at I'm Sean Madden. I M S E A N M A D D E N. The I'm is kind of douchey in the beginning. I know it's better than the official Sean Madden or the Sean Madden. I don't know, dude. You know what's douchey? Having the name Sean Madden on Instagram and never using that profile. I asked the guy, I go, hey, man, can I give you like $300 for you to just add a one at the end of it so I can just get my actual name and not have to put Sean, I'm Sean Madden or Sean Madden Comedy? And he was like, how about 3,000? And I was like, how about I retrace your IP address and come fucking find you? No. But yeah, I'm Sean Madden. Thanks to everyone who's left reviews, everyone who's subscribed to the YouTube, man. The YouTube's really growing. That's something I'm focusing on this year, putting out a lot of shorts, a lot of content, a lot of stand-up on there, like I promised. I'm going to put out tons more stand-up as the year progresses here. I can't believe we're already halfway through February. We got the 13th through the 15th, I'll be in South Carolina. That show's already sold out. It was, it's going to be nuts, man. I'm looking forward to it. It's, I'm going to be on Paris Island where they train all the Marines. So I'm doing a show for the Marine Corps up there. And yeah, I'm probably going to be doing a podcast in that. I'm trying to do one where they filmed Full Metal Jacket in like the barracks where they have all the bunk beds. That'd be a dream come true, dude. That's one of my favorite movies. And one of my favorite scenes. That's probably the funniest comedy scene. I mean, it's not even supposed to be a comedy, but that first 2 minutes of Full Metal Jacket where he's just running around yelling at everyone. Oh, I have that in my outro. What do we have here? A fucking comedian. Private Joker. So yeah, I got love for that movie, so we'll be out there. That's cool. Got some new merch on the way. And, yeah, that'll be a good show, dude. Nice venue. It's going to be, like, a beautiful, like, ballroom kind of setting. Like, the last show I did was at a strip club. I didn't know it was a strip club. I should have known by the name, but you walk in, there was a metal detector unplugged up against the wall. So I was like, all right, security's taking the night off. And it was just, like, a bunch of the most random people all ordering bottles. And I was on stage where the stripper pole usually is. It was removed. And they had like this little silver cap that I had to just, it was a circular stage. And I kept stepping on the cap for the stripper pole. And that was degrading. I almost felt like that was worse than being a stripper, is performing where strippers usually strip. You know, because one, I was getting paid way less and felt like I was being more vulnerable. I might as well have had my ass out. Yeah. The gigs you have here. Man, I wish every comedian has that those stories, but like if you really think about some of the venues or what I think about them, I'm just like, fuck, dude. Remember one of the worst shows I ever did, they had like people kept ordering daiquiris. And I don't know if they were doing that to be like assholes, to like heckle without heckling. But every time you would just hear, just the blender. Every time you go into a joke, you'd be like, yeah, so, you know, I remember growing up, I was talking to, you guys ever been on a plane and, that, and they had I did a show in Brooklyn, and it was right underneath the train tracks. So every 7 minutes on the dot was just, just the loudest sound ever. People would just stop mid-bit. So it'd be like, you know, and everyone was doing different times. So it's like if you did 15 minutes, it would happen in the middle of your set. You know, then the next person, it would happen like towards the end, right on their closer. Hey, I'm Sean Madden. He can't even get off the stage. Can't even do an outro. You guys were a lot of fun. Have a good. Hey, everybody, thanks for coming out. Fuck you. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just I'm going to keep these short. That's, you know, I'm going to stick with that formula. Hey, if it's a solo episode, I'm going to do 15 to 30 minutes maybe. You know, keep them short. People don't listen to the full thing anyway. It's just, it is the way it is. That's why it's like, you know, a lot of comics are talking about now. Hey, let's, why even put out an hour special? Why not make it 15, 20 minutes? Because no one sits through an hour, even if it's, I even see it at shows. If a show goes longer than an hour, you see people start getting antsy, wanting to check their phone, you know, getting up to go to the bathroom more than once. It's just like people just don't have the attention spans anymore. And I don't know. That and parenting. Parenting has fallen off the map. People just have kids, and then they're just like, oh, yeah, those are my kids. That's the parenting for the most part that I've seen now. You know, I have friends with kids and they take care of them, you know. But just the average parent now is just like, holy shit, dude. I was at an airport waiting for my flight and it was like the mom on her phone with her headphones and then her kid was just running around. And I'm like, this kid could get on a different flight. That's how much they weren't even watching him. And then he just was doing, like, finger guns at everybody. He was like, boop, 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 boop. And I acted like, I was on my laptop, and then I acted like I got shot. I was like, oh, you got me. And then 5 minutes later, he kept doing it. He just kept shooting at me. So I shot back. I was like, bah, bah, bah. You know, and he goes, oh, I'm invincible. I have a shield. I'm invincible. I hit him with a rocket. He goes, super shield. I'm invincible. Can't kill me. And then so I just picked him up by the throat and just saw the fear in his eyes as he realized he wasn't invincible. No, I'm just kidding. But watch your kids, all right? Don't let an iPad raise your child. That's why nobody can make eye contact anymore. Not even adults, dude. You walk by somebody, you say hi to them, they act like you pulled a gun. They're like, you're like, hi. They're like, what was that? I greeted you. Holy shit. Can you text me next time? I don't like face-to-face interaction. You're like, all right, bro. I feel like it's going to be so easy to take over just any aspect in the future. Like, if you have any hustle, you're just going to be able to run these people over. Like, no one knows how to make eye contact, have a conversation, shake a hand. It's getting scary out there, dude, but you be safe, and thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time. You want to smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
This show's not going to go well.